Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Rita Bucuzzi and Jennifer Maldonado. We are your financial literacy experts, and today we would like to go over a topic that has come up at our events from the ladies out there, and that is, how do I protect myself from losing money? Warren Buffett, that financial guru we all know, has a serious side and a little bit of a sense of humor, but he has two rules that he follows. And the first rule, rule number one, is never lose money. And this is where he gets a little bit funny. But he says, rule number two is remember rule number one. And I love that about him. You can think about it in a funny way, but it's also pretty serious. Never losing your money is important. But how do we protect ourselves from doing that? The guaranteed path to failure financially is to be financially illiterate. Wouldn't you agree, Jen?
It's true, Rita. All of us are vulnerable to lose money, whether you have financial education or not. However, if you want to tip the odds into your favor, making smart and savvy financial decisions, education becomes an important factor because it helps you prevent you from losing that money unnecessarily.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
I so agree with you. It's that cost of financial illiteracy. It has a compounding effect. When you think about it, you personally lose money, and that's one thing. But if you have a family, it affects your family, and then it affects your community, and then it affects the general economy. It has that ripple effect or compounding effect. Losing money, it comes in so many disguises, right?
Definitely, Rita. You brought a really important point. It's not going to only impact you, but it's going to impact the entire family, the system, and everything. And as you say, losing money is not only about putting it somewhere and just losing that money. We can lose money by paying too much taxes. We can lose money by paying premium fees, commissions, or paying too expensive investments that do not give us a really good return, or our favorite one, the ones where people enjoy to pay taxes, which is credit cards, higher interest, or mortgages. And the thing is that we don't only lose money there, but for those people that they leave their money under the mattress because they think it's safe, they're putting the money in big risk for two reasons. One, what if that money burns? It's just a piece of paper.
Right.
And the second thing is that they're losing opportunities out there to have their money working hard for them. And that's another way of losing money. And people don't look at it that way. But I don't mind when my money works for me. I like that kind of job.
I know I want my money to work for me like that. Statistically, it's staggering, especially for women, on how this loss happens. I don't know if the women out there know, but 90% of all women have sole responsibility for their finances, yet only 79% have planned for this. Women are twice as likely than men to be in poverty when they retire. And to me, that's just frightening, and it shouldn't be. And 7 out of 10 will live in poverty. And, you know, when I think about that, and all the women out there, what that number does. And again, what does that do to the economy? So it's that ripple effect. So for today, women need to know where they are financially, right?
Definitely, Rita. And to your point, before we go to that place, I think we need to talk about a little bit about the financial life skills that women are lacking.
Yeah.
And we really need to focus on the kind of things that we need to manage, like our checking accounts, our debt, our credit cards, and we have to do it effectively, and that's just a component of what we need to work on as women. But at the same time, other ways that we are challenged is selecting the right saving accounts for us, selecting the right investment vehicles. Not every investment is for everyone, and people, when they don't get educated, they don't understand that.
It's true. It's avoiding those pitfalls. I absolutely agree. And that's how, you know, women understanding where they are financially in that place, it makes them either, if they don't know, they're more prone to the pitfalls. But if they do know, they minimize those risks. Again, tipping the odds into their favor when they get educated, right?
Yeah, definitely. You just touched in the right point, Rita. Every woman is in a unique and in a different financial place. They're prone to different pitfalls when it comes to the risk of losing money. But what is important is that the woman identify what's the right next move for them. And one of the common things that they need to do is definitely get financial educated. But what they don't know is what to get educated on.
Right. It doesn't mean that they necessarily need to go back to a college and make a, whatever it is, a two-year or four-year commitment and then come out with, you know, not the information that they're looking for, because it depends on what is their strategy and what is, where are they at? What do they want to do? Do they want to know more about investments? Do they want to know about just proper planning for retirement? What are their options? So how can we direct them?
Well, Rita, one of the things that I think that ladies that work that attend our events, one of the most popular thing is that 30 minutes free consultation that we do for them, that in reality we're just sharing some time with them to help them identify where they are financially today and what is that they need to focus in the upcoming 90 days, if we want to call it like that, because
right.
we love that, and so they can identify the next right move. So one of the question is, how do people reach to us? And I think that it's important that they give us a call to 818-806-8250. Again, 818-806-8250. Or our favorite place, or in the girls' place, it's our Facebook page, the 90 Days Financial Challenge for Women. And I think that's making a huge difference for people, and a lot of people are scheduling these meetings, so anyone that wants to schedule should do it immediately, or they might have to wait for a couple of months just
right.
to get that initial consultation.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Jen, well, I think that concludes our program here.
Definitely.
And we look forward to all these calls from you wonderful ladies. So this is Rita Bacuzzi and Jennifer Maldonado with Lead Your Life and Lead Your Finances. Have a wonderful day.